This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The Pentagon has rejected NATO members providing fighter jets to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Pentagon has rejected a proposal from Poland to provide MiG fighter jets to Ukraine.
We do not support the transfer of additional fighter aircraft to the Ukrainian Air Force. At this time,
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, Poland made the surprise offer Tuesday to deliver its MiG-29 fighter jets to NATO, which could then be transferred to Ukraine. But at the Pentagon, Kirby told reporters,
the intelligence community has assessed that the transfer of MiG-29s to Ukraine may be mistaken as escalatory.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy voiced support for the MiG fighter jets transfer earlier.
I don't understand if you can supply them with a Javelin and Poland wants to give them MiGs. And they want to defend themselves. Why won't you allow somebody to defend themselves?
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. has condemned reports that a Russian airstrike destroyed a maternity hospital in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol on Wednesday. Also Wednesday, the U.S. military officials turned down that Polish proposal to transfer Russian-made jets to a U.S. airbase and then onto Ukraine. The attack on the hospital led Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to call on NATO again to impose a no-fly zone in Ukraine. The U.S. has resisted that call, noting that a no-fly zone requires enforcement, which would effectively draw the U.S. into a direct confrontation with Russia. On Wednesday, Zelensky tweeted what appeared to be footage of a birthing center, its walls painted in cheerful shades of green and yellow. The room was reduced to shattered windows, splintered doors, and hastily abandoned machinery. From Washington,